Rav Elimelech Biderman Shlita said over the following amazing story. A Rosh Hashiva of our times told over to his Talmidim a story that personally happened to him. This Rosh Hashiva was a Yosem at a very young age, a Yosem from his father. He grew up, his mother was the sole breadwinner and took care of the family. And it was not like in our times where there was a rafchis of different things to help out Yosemim. Literally, his mother toiled to bring up the children and be able to put bread on the table. So this Rosh Hashiva, as a young little boy, he went over to his mother and said, "Mommy, please, I really need a new shirt." His mother told him, "Unfortunately, I cannot afford to buy you a new shirt. If a Pasha not going to have those few pennies, we could, Rachmana Litzlan, starve to death. You know, I just able to put bread on the table, and I can't afford to buy you a new shirt." His mother saw that he was very crestfallen from it, so she slowly put away a few pennies here, a few pennies there, and eventually she put together enough money to buy him a new shirt. She went out, she bought him a new shirt, she came home, and she showed her son, and she said, "Here, I bought you a new shirt." He was so excited, but she told him, "Listen, Rosh Hashanah's around the corner. I would think it's appropriate that you should wait till Rosh Hashanah to put on this new shirt." He said, "Sure, fine." He agrees with that deal. Came Rosh Hashanah. And already Erev Rosh Hashanah, he put on his new shirt. He was so excited. And he went to shul Rosh Hashanah night, a yosem by himself, without a father. And he was waiting for the compliments to come flying. "Look at your beautiful new shirt." And nobody seemed to notice he was wearing a new shirt. Nobody. He's looking around. Someone should notice his new shirt. Nobody complimented him. This Rosh Hashiva, future Rosh Hashiva, he said over, and something we can never judge a Yosem. He told over his Talmidim, "I was so tzebrachen and so down that nobody noticed this new shirt I was wearing that meant everything to me. I was so tzebrachen that I started thinking, you know something? Maybe I'm going to leave the path of Yiddishkeit." We can't judge a Yosem. That's how down and tzebrachen he was that he finally put on this brand new shirt and nobody acknowledged that he was wearing a nice, beautiful new shirt. If the davening was over, this tzebrachen, a little Yosem, was walking home by himself, and as he crossed Rechov Ralbach, that's where the Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe, was, he saw hundreds of people going to wish a Lashana Toiva Tikasev Sechasem to get a bracha for a good year from the Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe. See, he said he had no shaykhs to Ger. On the spur of the moment, he said, "You know, this crowd going to get a bracha Lashana Toiva, I'm going to join the crowd." He waited online and got closer to be his turn to go see the Beis Yisrael. Now, just to pause for a second, those people that know what the Beis Yisrael was about, the Beis Yisrael was the sharfest of Rebbes. Very, very sharp. People know that when you came into the Beis Yisrael, his eyes tore into you. By davening, he used to walk around and he would steer, and everyone would all of a sudden pull back. They were scared. He would walk around and steer, and everyone would like sittering, shaking. Everyone would move back. My father's Langazunt once told me he had no shaykhs to Gary. He once walked in visiting Eretz Yisrael and he couldn't believe it. Beis Yisrael would walk around by davening and steer, and everyone would like mamish pull back. Everyone was so scared from his sharp, sharp, piercing look. This young boy came up to the Beis Yisrael. Beis Yisrael looked at him with those sharp eyes. And Chacham Atuf Minavi, the Beis Yisrael saw in front of him is standing a tzebrachen a keli, a tzebrachen a boy. Beis Yisrael didn't know who he was. Beis Yisrael took him, grabbed him by his collar. The boy was shaking. And the Beis Yisrael held him and said, "You have a beautiful shirt!" This boy grew in to be a very big Rosh Yeshiva of our times, told all his Talmidim and said, whatever Torah you were Zoicha to get from me is only because the Beis Yisrael complimented my shirt. I was one step away from leaving Yiddishkeit without someone complimenting my shirt. This story hit me home and should hit everybody home. This is such a stunning example of the Rambam. We have said over so many times that the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel says, when someone gives someone a compliment, he fulfills a mitzvah asay in the Torah of Gemilas Chasadim. Whatever you would like someone to do to you, to do to somebody else, that is a mitzvah asay in the Torah of doing chesed. But the Rambam adds something incredible. The Rambam says that the ultimate way to fulfill the mitzvah of chesed is to give someone a compliment. And we've explained over and over why. Because the greatest desire of a person is to hear a compliment. More than a desire is of a person to get a piece of chicken. More than a desire of a person is to get a shirt. More than a desire of a person is to get a ride on a rainy day. The greatest desire of a person is to feel acknowledged. To feel that someone thinks good of them. That's the greatest desire. And that's literally a matter of life and death. And that's why the Rambam says that the greatest way to fulfill the mitzvah and the Torah of Gemilas Chasadim is to give someone a good word and say, yes, I think good of you. Why is that the greatest? Because chesed is whatever you want someone to do, you should do to someone else. And the greatest thing that a person wants is to feel acknowledged. Therefore, the greatest thing you can do for someone is to acknowledge them with a compliment. And that's the greatest way to do chesed. Look what could have happened if he wouldn't have complimented his new shirt. So let's learn from this. We don't know how people are literally dying for a compliment. How it's a matter of life and death. And let's not take a chance. Let's be machmer. Let's be machmer on this. And if we even have the slightest suspicion that someone needs a good word, let's make sure to give someone that good word. And with that, we may never know how we literally save the Yiddish Neshama.